Upheaval, Breaking Point, Chapter 13, The Next Step. The first rays of dawn found Fangbreaker's survivors on the move. The dark clouds, which had all but cleared up yesterday, had begun to gather once more. The chill many of them felt wasn't just the cold, heavy feeling among them as well. The northern barrier land's short summer was already over. Icy winds were beginning to blow southwards from Wovengard. They needed to get to Bastion City before Fenrir's Fang fell upon them. Despite his injuries, Vanguard was up with the dawn. Those in the ward who were strong enough to get moving were already doing so, lest Chief Medical Officer Redbrand catch them wasting time. Twilight Sparkle and Spike, however, were still dozing near him. He moved away quietly to let Twilight get a few more minutes of sleep. She had been through a lot in a short amount of time. Vanguard looked around to see how Twilight's friends were doing. He found them still asleep together just outside the ward. Most of them, anyway. Applejack, Rarity, and Pinkie Pie had huddled together for warmth and security. Two of Twilight's friends were missing. He looked around the ward and found Fluttershy asleep along with four of Redbrand's medics. Redbrand himself was sitting nearby, watching them morosely, with an open flask in his hoof. Vanguard couldn't blame the stallion for still being grouchy. Redbrand was staring at his entire medical staff at the moment, and one of them was just a volunteer. One of Twilight's friends was still unaccounted for. As Vanguard inspected his gear, he realized that something else was unaccounted for. It didn't take a lot of thinking to conclude that he was going to find the two together. Sure enough, he found Rainbow Dash in the air nearby with his still-sheathed two-bladed sword clamped between her jaws. She flitted about, swiping away at imaginary foes even as he approached her. It was a miracle that no pony had spotted her so far.
"Out here, it's impolite to take someone's weapon without permission," he called out to her.
Surprised, Rainbow Dash nearly dropped the two-bladed sword. She whirled at the sound of Vanguard's voice, then descended in front of him with a sheepish expression. She placed the weapon in front of Vanguard and backed away.
"Oh, sorry," she said with a grin. "I just wanted to try it out. You looked pretty cool with it while you were saving Twilight last night. It's really heavy, though. Don't you find it hard to fight with?"
"It gets easier with practice," Vanguard said. "Strong jaws also run in my family."
He studied Rainbow Dash for a moment. Her strange coloring still left him a little unsettled. She had a small, lean build, but she made up for it with sheer energy. He still remembered her quick flight from last night.
"Does fighting interest you, Rainbow Dash?" he asked.
"Yeah," Rainbow Dash answered. "If I wasn't going to join the Wonderbolts, I was thinking of joining the Royal Guard, although I've never seen the Royal Guard actually fight. Why'd you ask?"
"The Legion's always recruiting," Vanguard said. "Especially now, given our losses."
A look of confusion spread across Rainbow's face.
"You mean I actually have to sign up?" she asked. "I thought that, since we're going to be living here from now on, we are already a part of the army."
Vanguard raised an eyebrow.
"We do have a civilian sector," he said. "Some pony still has to plant crops, mine ore, and do various other jobs."
"Well, I'm not the planting or mining type."
"What was your job in the Heartlands, then?"
"I was a weather pegasus," Rainbow Dash puffed her chest up. "And the best one at that. I could clear the sky in 10 seconds flat."
Vanguard stared blankly at Rainbow Dash.
"Weather pegasus?" he asked. "Clear the skies of what? Birds? I suppose it would be useful around statuary."
"Clouds, silly," Rainbow Dash retorted. "Speaking of clouds, some pony should tell your weather pegasi to lay off the cold winds and overcast skies. I don't think it's good for retreating across this plain."
"We don't have weather pegasi," Vanguard said. "You mean to tell me that the weather in the Heartland is managed by ponies?"
It was Rainbow's turn to come to realization.
"Oh no, don't tell me this is like the Everfree Forest. Clouds moving by themselves? That is so creepy."
"The weather takes care of itself," Vanguard said. No job opening for Weather Pegasi here, I'm afraid. I'm sure reconnaissance could use you, though.
Sign me up then, sir,
Rainbow answered with a salute. Why don't we see what your friends have planned first? Vanguard asked with a smile. He glanced back at the sleeping medics. Although it looks like Red Brand's already recruited Fluttershy into medical.
Fluttershy taking care of the injured, Rainbow remarked. Nothing new there.
Was she a medic in the Heartland, too?
Kinda. She mostly took care of small animals, though.
Well, Red Brand can work with that. What about your other friends?
Why do you keep saying my friends? They're also your friends now.
Vanguard paused. Is that so? He asked. Rainbow Dash looked at him as if he couldn't see past his own nose.
Of course. You saved Twilight, and you've been helping us ever since we got here. You can ask them yourself what they used to do.
All right, then. Let's go see our friends, shall we? He picked up his weapon and motioned for Rainbow Dash to follow him. Fluttershy rubbed her eyes and sat up with a yawn. She looked at her surroundings with blurry eyes, still half hoping that she just had a horrible dream and that she was back on her bed in Ponyville. She continued to hope for that, even though the ground felt very hard and cold beneath her.
You slept like a log there, some pony nearby said. Is that how all you chosen sleep?
Fluttershy rubbed her eyes again, then brushed aside some of her mane. To her dismay, she was still out in the middle of a plain, surrounded by strange ponies. She turned towards the pony who had just spoken. It was the angry doctor from last night.
Chosen?
She asked. Red Brand pointed straight at her flank.
I thought you had some bugs biting your flank, he said. Tried to shoo them off, but they wouldn't budge.
Oh, you mean my cutie mark?
Fluttershy replied.
Why would you?
Her gaze focused on Red Brand's unmarked flank.
Oh dear, you don't have one? Does it mean you don't know your special skill?
I'm really good at patching ponies up, filly, Red Brand answered. I've got plenty of them who can grudgingly vouch for that. I don't need a false drawing on my hindquarters to prove it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything by that. It's just that ponies get their cutie marks once they grow up.
Maybe that's true where you come from.
Red Brand softened his tone as he continued.
Look, I don't give a damn about why a chosen is out here. I don't have the time or patience to listen to the saranch going around that a lot of foals get so worked up about. All I know is that I have half my unit to replace, and getting you is better than getting half a dozen recruits who'd amputate their own legs the minute you turned your back.
Fluttershy remained silent. She wasn't quite sure what Red Brand was trying to tell her.
Are you listening to me, Felly?
Red Brand asked.
I'm trying to recruit you into the Legion. As soon as you sign up, tell your recruiting officer to send your bug-marked flank over to medical, and that I will saw his muzzle off if he sends you to reconnaissance. Is that understood?
Fluttershy nodded. This Red Brand was such a strange pony. He yelled almost all the time. He was mean to his assistants, and he kept talking to Coors. Still, she still felt that he was a good pony. It just didn't make sense. She remembered seeing him still working feverishly long after he ordered her to take a rest. While the doctor was harsh with the ponies he worked with, he spared himself least of all.
So what are you waiting for? Red Brand asked. Get to logistics. Talk to some of your friends while you're at it.
Fluttershy backed away slowly, keeping her attention on Red Brand in case he had something else to yell about. Then she turned around and headed for her friends. Every pony had woken up by the time Vanguard and Rainbow Dash got back to their friends. As soon as they got there, Vanguard began to put on his barding.
Every pony's on the move already, Twilight told Vanguard. You should have woken me up.
You needed the rest, Vanguard replied as he adjusted his champron. He turned towards Spike, who stood next to Twilight.
Don't you think she needed some more rest, Spike?
Spike nodded.
You've only known him for one night and you're already taking his side? Twilight asked. What can I say, Twilight?
Spike replied. He's a really reasonable pony.
Perhaps,
Rarity said. Her carefully coiffured mane was sagging under stress and lack of care. "But there's nothing reasonable about this place or the weather. I mean, just look at what it's done to my mane already. Surely we are heading somewhere warmer, safer, and more civilized."
"Your mane hardly is our biggest concern," Applejack said.
She shot an annoyed look at Rarity.
"I'm more worried about those nasty wolven vermins catching up to us. What should we be doing now?"
"We're heading for Bastion City," Vanguard answered. "It's about a 2-day trek at our pace. They've already sent some Pegasi ahead, so the city knows we're coming. Expect a long walk. You should take the time to think about what you're going to do about your exile."
Every pony started walking along with the rest of the survivors. They lowered their heads at Vanguard's mention of exile. They had been avoiding that truth since they came to this place. Having to deal with it gave them a cold feeling inside. They spent the next several moments in silence.
"I'm here,"
Fluttershy said as she walked over to join them.
"Did I miss anything?"
"Not much," Applejack replied. "We were just thinking about what we're going to do next."
"There's Bastion City, is it?"
Rarity asked. "It's an actual city, correct? As in with buildings, shops, and ponies?"
"Yes, Miss Rarity, that is what the word city implies," Vanguard answered. "It's reasonable to expect it to be rougher than what you're used to in the Heartland, but you can ply your trade there, except for Rainbow Dash here, and that's given that your former jobs don't include things like making sure the water is wet or painting the leaves green."
"Well, that's a start," Rarity said. "I don't know how I'll begin, though. I don't have any money with me, and I don't have any materials."
"This also doesn't look like a good time to be planting apples," Applejack said. "Even if I did have any seeds and a land to plant them on."
"I'm joining the Legion," Twilight said. All eyes shifted towards her.
"Are you serious?"
Spike asked. The rest of Twilight's friends mirrored Spike's incredulity.
"I am."
"This isn't something you decide just like that," Vanguard said. "Take some time to think about it."
"I have. Prince Tirado and the Legion stand strong in the Barrier Lands, but they will stand stronger with us. That is what I said to Princess Celestia. I stand by those words."
"Well, that's it," Spike said. "Sign me up too."
"There are other ways to support the Legion," Vanguard said.
"And joining it is as good as any of them," Twilight answered. "I'm signing up too," Rainbow Dash added. "It sounds like the job for me."
Every pony looked at Fluttershy.
"Fluttershy?" Rarity exclaimed. "Don't tell me you're going to join the Legion too."
Fluttershy nodded.
"Dr. Redbrand says that I'd do a lot of good in medical. Well, at least I think that's what he said. There are so many ponies getting hurt here that I think that I should help out as much as I can."
"Sign me up as well," Applejack said. "I can put up a fight and show those wolven vermins a thing or two. Why, by the time I'm done, they'll be scuffing off to wherever they came from with their tails between their legs."
"Has every pony gone crazy?"
Rarity asked. She turned towards Pinkie Pie, the last pony any pony expected to turn to for some sense.
"And what about you, Pinkie?"
Pinkie was already grinning when she answered.
"I'm going where my friends are,"
she answered. She looked at Vanguard.
"Can nobody come with streamers, huh? And pink? It's got to be pink. Not that black isn't pretty. I mean, you look pretty good in your budding."
Every pony turned their attention to Rarity, who looked taken aback at the turn of events.
"I suppose I'm joining as well,"
she finally said. "I mean, Twilight already asked me about it in Pinky's last party."
"Well, there's going to be drafts anyway," Vanguard said. "I just hope that you're joining up because you find our cause to be worthy of a lifetime of service and a violent death."
He looked at Twilight.
"Not just out of some misplaced sense of guilt or pity."
"We're going to fight for Equestria and keep it safe from invaders," Twilight replied. "What cause would be more worthy of a lifetime?"
Her friends nodded at that.
"All right," Vanguard said.
He let himself show a ghost of a smile as he continued.
"There's plenty to do for now.
I have to make a report to Commander Dreadstep or whoever is currently leading. I'd better present all of you to him as well. Our prince might like to see all of you, if he isn't too busy rearranging the entire legion to cope with this attack.
Did he just say prince? Rarity whispered to Twilight. He's Princess Celestia's brother, Twilight replied. I doubt you'll have a chance with him.
Rarity looked downcast for a few seconds before walking on.
Then it's off to logistics for all of you, Vanguard continued. The process...
Captain!
Immediately after the distant shout, a streak of red crashed into Vanguard, knocking him down. Twilight and the others looked to see what was attacking him, only to find a red-coated Pegasus pinning him in a tight hug.
I knew you weren't dead! Scarlet Rabbit exclaimed. There was just no way you'd die from a random encounter. Pyre and Blademane were just too lazy to search for you.
Scarlet, you're making a scene,
Vanguard told the Pegasus firmly. He pried Scarlet off and stood up, only to notice that several passing ponies were looking at them now. To his dismay, they quickly shifted their attention towards the flanks of the ponies near him.
This better not be trouble, he thought.
Fortunately for him, the legionnaires were disciplined enough to keep walking. Whatever they felt for Chosen, it would not be shown today.
Scarlet, where is Pyre Valor?
He asked. I don't know, Scarlet replied. Haven't seen her or Blademane after their attack.
His voice lowered.
I think they're dead.
Vanguard remembered Pyre Valor's words during their last meeting. If she had succeeded in giving Fangbreaker to the Wolven, then she would have died fighting just as she said. Blademane would have refused to leave her side.
You should see Sharpfangs, Captain, Scarlet said. He was dead set on making a last stand in the kitchen because he thought you were dead. Flight Captain Tailwind had to drag him out of there. You should have seen him kicking and cursing while they flew all the way to camp.
Not surprising, Vanguard said. She just lost her son at that time. There was no way she was going to lose her husband.
Oh, but before that, Commander Dreadstep already heard about you coming back. He's passed the word for you to meet him.
Right, Vanguard said. I may as well bring you to him, he told Twilight and the others.
Hold on,
Scarlet said. He flew slowly towards Rainbow Dash and gave her a long, hard look. The cheery expression disappeared from his face.
What is it?
Rainbow asked. She flew back a little when Scarlet's face moved just a few inches from hers.
Who are you, and why are you made of rainbows?
Scarlet asked in return.
What's a...
Rainbow spluttered.
I'm not made of rainbows.
Oh? The serious expression disappeared.
Did you fall into a tub of mixing dye? Wait, don't tell me you were hit by one of those weird poisons that the Ophidites are always cooking up.
No and no, Rainbow answered.
This is my natural main color.
You're a natural rainbow hat, huh? Scarlet said.
So, what's your name?
It's Rainbow Dash.
Oh, now you're just making fun of me.
That's enough, you two,
Vanguard said. Both he and Applejack stepped in and pulled their respective pony away.
Save the introductions for later, Scarlet, Vanguard said. Take us to Dreadstep.
Scarlet Rabbit grinned.
Right this way, Captain, he said.
He flew ahead while Vanguard and his newfound friends trotted behind him. Several minutes passed until Vanguard and the others were walking with Commander Dreadstep. Vanguard explained his story, choosing to omit what the old Wolven had told him. Commander Dreadstep's expression darkened when he mentioned Pyre Valor's betrayal.
The situation with the Chosen is getting out of hoof, he said. So Coldhoof wasn't alone after all. Now this conspiracy has succeeded with the help of the ponies involved in stopping him. I am almost too ashamed to tell our prince about this.
Was the prince in the fortress when the attack began, sir?
Vanguard asked.
No, Dreadstep answered. He never came back when he took off after he sent Twilight Sparkle home.
You mean he didn't help when the Wolven attacked? Twilight asked. Dreadstep fixed his gaze on Twilight Sparkle sternly until she blanched.
Our prince honors the pact he made with Fenrir, Arogak, and Sessith. With that pact, all of them promised to never be directly involved in the battles of their armies. If Prince Tirado had joined the battle, King Fenrir would have charged into the fray.
What happened to Fangbreaker is a true tragedy, but trust me when I say that casualties would have easily tripled if our leaders involved themselves.
Dreadstep shifted his gaze from Twilight to the rest of her friends.
I'm not sure if I should be glad or worried that there are now Chosen willing to join the Legion, he said. But things will not be so straightforward. Fangbreaker's fall is the result of a betrayal rooted in the grudge some of our Legionnaires feel towards Princess Celestia's decision to partition Equestria. The saboteurs responsible are likely still out there, mingling with the rest of the Legion. If I have you Chosen, join up now. You may as well be assassinated before we even reach Bastion City.
Rarity swallowed at the mention of being assassinated. Applejack glanced suspiciously behind her.
Then there's a matter of Twilight Sparkle, Dreadstep said. Me, sir?
Twilight asked.
You may have been exiled, but you're still Princess Celestia's protege. If I put you in danger and you're harmed or killed, she could ask her brother for my head on a platter.
Princess Celestia would never do such a thing, Twilight said.
You'll pardon me if I err on the side of safety. My head and neck happen to enjoy each other's company. We will delay all of your recruitments until we can root out the worst of these insurgents. We also have to consult with the prince before we let you join, Twilight Sparkle. For now, you Chosen should stay together. Captain Vanguard, I'm assigning you and Scarlet Rabbit to protect them.
Understood, sir,
Vanguard said with a salute. Twilight let out a sigh as soon as Commander Dreadstep had walked ahead.
Here I am, trying to fight side by side, and I'm getting special treatment, she muttered.
Vanguard didn't answer right away. When Twilight looked at him, she noticed the smile moving the corners of his lips.
What's so funny? She asked.
I was just thinking about the things you've been saying, Vanguard answered. If you had been born in the Barrier Lands, you'd be a high-ranking officer by now, and I'd be taking orders from you.
He looked at Twilight, appraising how she'd react.
Either that, or you'd be dead after your first battle.
What does that even mean? Twilight asked.
No need to rush, Vanguard said. We've got a long walk ahead of us. You can sink on the way.